So he answered back, the pasuk says, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. That's the pasuk we have in Mishlei. Good, it says in the Nevi'im, but I want to know, how do you know them in that Torah? And we always say, whatever any din, there's always a mocker from the Torah for the halacha. So how do we know midiraisim is such a halacha for Zeichet Tzadik Levracha? Minolon, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, V'Hashem Omar, Hamachas Tanim Mi'Avrom, Asher Ani Yoytze. Should I hide from Avrom what I'm going to do? Right away it says, V'Yavrom Hoyo Yiyel Goy Godol, V'Yotzim. So it says, as soon as you mention the name of a tzaddik, right away there's a bracha. So you see here also, Zecha Tzaddik Levracha. As soon as you mention Avram Avinu's name, right away the pasuk says he got a bracha. So Rashi Yamachasanim Yavram, V'chivin Shiska Shmoi, as soon as Hashem mentioned Avram Avinu's name, Baruchoy, Hashem gave him a bracha. V'somach Lev Avram Hoyo Yiyya. So you see, whenever you mention the tzaddik's name, you're supposed to give him a bracha also. That's why we say, Zecha Tzaddik Levracha. When you mention the tzaddik's name, you're supposed to give him a bracha back. Now, Minoha Milsa Diyama Rabbonin, Shem Rishoyim Yirkav. That when you mention the name of a Rosh, it's Yirkav, let it right away. Don't do anything with it. Omalei, he said like this, the Pasuk says, we have a Pasuk, Rishem Rishoyim Yirkav is a Pasuk like that. So he meant to ask him, Midiraisim Minolon, where's the Mokka, where's the Asmachta from the Torah itself? There's such an Indian of, the name of a Rosh, don't use, but let it right away. The Pasuk says, Vayayel Ad Stoim, his tents put up until Stoim by light. It says, the people of Sdoim were doing very bad things. You see, Shem Rishoyim Yirkav, when you mention the name of a Rosha, say the bad things that he did, it's like right away we shouldn't remember him. Tzadik dar ben shnei Rishoyim. If you have a tzadik living in between two Rishoyim, and he didn't learn from the Maisim, I didn't say there was such a case. I meant to say there's such a case. He knows of a case that a tzaddik lived in between two rishoyim and he didn't learn from their meisim. Right, the Rosh, he knows the case that a Rosha was dar ben shnei tzaddikim. There was a case that a Rosha lived in between two tzaddikim, v'lelomim and masayim, and the Rosha did not learn good from the tzaddikim. Now, what are these two cases? Tzaddik dar ben shnei rishoyim. Where's the case that a tzaddik lived, even though he lived amongst rishoyim? He did not learn any bit from them. That's the Maisa of Oivadja. Oivadja's Rashi, Hoyadar ben Achav Yizevel, two Rishoyim, and he didn't learn any bit, he still remained to be a Tzaddik. Rosh Dar ben Shnei Tzaddikim, where's the case that a Rosh lived in between two Tzaddikim, and he didn't learn any good, he was a Machsel Toiv, Ze Esav, it's called Esav. Esav lived between what? Between Yaakov and between Yitzchok. And he didn't learn to do good. Omer Reb Loza, Mi birchosan shel tzadikim atoloma klol al rishoyim. The way we give a bracha to a tzadik, that's the way how we're supposed to curse the rosha. Omer kilosim shel rishoyim atoloma bracha tzadikim. And from the way we curse the rosha, that's the way we learn out how to give the opposite, the bracha back to a tzadik. What does that mean? Mi birchosan shel tzadikim atoloma klolom, from the bracha of a tzadik. You learn what it means to give a klolo, l'rishoyim d'chsiv, ki yadatev l'man asher tzaveh. It says, V'avrom Avinu, that I know now that you're a tzaddik, you're commanding your children also to do the mitzvahs. L'chsiv Basit says right away, V'yemru Hashem, tzakas adoyim v'yamor v'pi rabba, that the tzakas adoyim is very great. So Rashi says, mi b'chosin shal tzaddikim means, b'mokim shakoros borchum v'borchet tzaddikim, shom mekal es l'rishoyim. When Hashem gives a bracha to the tzaddik, right away he also curses the rosha. Like here, it says about the bracha to Avraham Avinu, and right away the pasuk says, "V'yemru Hashem tzakas ben v'yamar v'kirabo," that they're very bad. U'mekilosin shel rishoyim. When Hashem gives a klal to a rosha, atolam at bracha l'tzaddikim. Right away, like Hashem gives a bracha to the tzaddikim. The pasuk says, "V'yanshei stoyim royim v'chatoyim l'Hashem." They were big rishoyim, the anshei stoyim. And right away it says, V'Hashem Omer El Avram, Achri Porad Loit Mimai. So, as Hashem spoke to Avram, so you see, Hashem like gave a bracha to Avram Avinu, he spoke to him, he gave him the Shechina right now. So you see, after he mentioned the Rosha, he also mentioned the bracha for the Tzaddik. Omer Yablaza, Afilo Bishvil Tzaddik Yechod Olam Nivra. Even because of one Tzaddik, it's Kedai, the whole world should be created. Shenem the Pasuk says, Vayar v'lekim es or ki toiv. Hashem saw the or was good, and we dash in v'yein toiv el tzaddik. So Afrilo, for one tzaddik, was kedai to create the whole world. Strashi v'yaris or ro bedaiter liskayim or shel olam b'shvil atzaddik shutoyv. It was kedai in Hashem's mind to create the whole world b'shvil the one tzaddik that's toiv. Shneimar imru. If somebody forgets something of his learning, gorim golos labonav. He's going to be gorim that his children should have to go into golos. Shneimar the pasuk says, "Vatishkach toras elokecho, eshkach bonecho gamoni." That if you're going to forget my Torah, Hashem says, I'll also forget your children. In other words, your children will have to go into Golas. And usually they say, forgetting here means b'mezid. Like Lahachish, you don't chazah, but after you forget your learning. Rabbi Avu Omar, Marid Dinoisem Gdulosa, they'll take you away from your godless, from your greatness. Shinema the Pasuk says, Ki ato hadas moasta, that you yourself made mias. You did not keep the Torah on I'll make you me, as you won't be according to me anymore. But I'll take you down from your gedula. I'll degrade you. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ein tzaddik niftim min oilom, ache nivra tzaddik kemoisei. One tzaddik is not niftim until Hashem creates another tzaddik. Shenem the pasuk says, v'zorach Hashemish uvo Hashemish. The sun shines, the sun goes down. Ache loikov so Hashimsho shel Eli. Before Eli was Nifter, Zohar Shimsho Shel Shmuel. Shmuel was already created, was already shining. Shmuel HaRamosi. So Amr Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Ruha HaKadosh Baruch Hu She Tzadikim Uwatim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Tzadikim throughout all the generations are going to be for you. Is Omad V'Shostlo M'chol Dor V'Dor. Hashem did us a tremendous tzidkis, tremendous chesed, and He spread them out through all the generations. Could add that in every generation there should be a Tzadik. Because Klai Yisrael lives because of a tzaddikim. Because of a tzaddik, he's making on the door, he makes the Ashpoh come down because of him. It's like this, if Hashem would have created all the tzaddikim at one time, the rest of the generations wouldn't have tzaddikim, it would be terrible. So Hashem did chesed that he spread out the tzaddikim in every single generation. Shenem the pasuk says, Ki la Hashem mitzukei eretz, vayoshes alayim tevel. Rashi vayoshes alayim tevel, pizruan b'chol aderus, he spread them out all, throughout all the generations. Liyos, shtus, the Kiyam, the Yisrael, the Kayim Tevim. That there should always be people there to Mekayim to keep the world going means that all generations there will always be Tzadikim. Om Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Afilu Bishvil Tzadik Yechod Erlem Eskayim. It's possible that because of one Tzadik, he could keep the world going. Before we said it was Kedai to create the whole world because of one Tzadik. Now we're saying one Tzadik has a Koyach to keep the whole world going. Shenema the Apostle says, V'Tzadik Yisrael Erlem. The tzaddik, he's the yisrael, he's the foundation for the world. Rabbi Chiya Didei Omar, Meyoch of another pasuk, Ragle Chasidov Yishmor, that the feet of the chosid, he should watch, he should keep the world going. Chasidov Tuva Mashma, for the Gemara Chasidov is Mashmalat, not only one tzaddik, it's Mashmalat. Rashi Ragle Chasidov, Bishvil Chasidov, Kimoy Bevorach Hashem Oisoch, Le Ragle, because of the chosid. For the Gemara Kasha, I Chasidov Tuva Mashma. Om Rav Nachum Rav Yitro Chasidoi Ksiv. Doesn't say Chasidov, it says Chasidoi. Even Loshen Yochid. Om Rav Sumashma, even because of one Chosid, one Tzaddik, he keeps the world going. Om Rav Chiya Baraba. Om Rav Yechanan. Kivon Sheyotzu Roiv Shenoyse Shalodim. If a person lived most of his days already, most of his lifetime, V'loi Chota, and he didn't do one Chet, Eshuvayne Chota. You should know he's for sure that he won't become a rusher anymore. He won't do chatoyim. Shenem the pasuk says, "Rag le chasidov yishmor." The feet of the chasidim Hashem will watch. Mashman that once you became a chasid, most of your time, most of your lifetime, Hashem will watch you the rest of your lifetime. So the Tais Hashanim is the kasha. It's yidua v'im taima harei Rabbi Yochanan kain gadol sheshimesh bekuna gedola shmoidim shana. For 80 years he was a kain gadol, he was a tzaddik. Well, if Seif Nasa Tzduki, at the end of 80 years old, then he became a Tzduki. Because even though he lived most of his life, still at the end he became a Rasha. Yeshloima Davada Yimbol Tamei Einoilim Lefonev. Avada could be, you could become a Rasha. Like if you Badalka want to be a Rasha, they're not going to stop you. Elaharbe Machrin Oistem Mikan Vielach B'lo Yomu Litoral Eskadnish. Just means that very easily you'll be able to retain the status of being a Tzaddik. In other words, they're going to help you in Hashemayim to be a Tzaddik. But Avad, if you want to become a Rosh, they're not going to stop you. You still have the Brera. You have the choice to become a Rosh. Today, Reb Shilo Amri, Kivon Shebo Liyodoi, Dvara Vera Parmachas, once it happened that a person did an Avera one time, Ushni a second time, Viena Chaita, and he holds himself back not to do the Chet, Poshin Avera means a Shiloh of Znus, that a Zoyna comes to you, and you hold yourself back once, and you hold yourself back a second time, you should know Shuvena Chaita. You hold yourself back twice, you come out for Zichid, you won't give in anymore, you remain to be a Tzadik. Shenema ragle chasid of Yishma. The feet of a chas chosid, Hashem watches you, it won't happen. Russia's ragle chasid means, mi shehinig bechesed, bechosid, shenera regolim. Two times you were chosid, then like the Pasuk says, like you'll be watched. Omri Rash Lokish, my dechsid, what does the Pasuk say in Mishlei? Im la leitim hu yolitz. The person wants to be late, a joker, he'll become a joker. For la novim yituchain. Person wants to be an onov, Hashem will give him chayin. That means bol letamei poiskin loy. If a person wants to do rishis bad, they're going to let you do it min hashemayim. You have the brera, you have the choice. Of a bol letamei, if a person wants to be a tzaddik to do good, you should know misayay noisoy. They can help you in shemayim. That's what the pasuk is saying. You'll have siyata de shemayim if you want to do good. Torah dever Rabbi Shmuel. Moshe was an example. The odom shoyemoicha neft v'yafasmin. He was selling neft. That's like kerosene. The afarsimin and perfume, you sell them both of them together. And one smells good, one doesn't smell good. Is bolim doid neft, if he wants to go and work on the neft to measure how much kerosene he has, is oimaloi medoid atli atmichol. Go measure it yourself, I don't want to be with you, I don't want to smell. Bolim the afarsimin, if somebody says, come, like, I want to now measure out the perfume, oimaloi they say, hamtumli at shemdimcho. Wait, I'll help you out. Kadeshin is basmim ani viyato. Then both of us together will smell nice from it. So it's much like if you want to do good, they help you min hashemayim. Rashi bo lakech limdoid neft mifnei shereicha ro, omulei amoyche modli atmecho. If the buyer wants to measure it off, so the seller says, gzuntahit, measure it off yourself. Mashenk, when you want to measure off afrasimim, then they say, let's do it together. Tona dever of Yishmuel, aveiro mitamtemes libo shalodim. And you do an aveiro, it fashtofs, it covers up, you lay. Doesn't let you think, do the right way. It fashtops, it covers up, it blocks the lave. Shenyam the Pasuk says, V'loi setamu behem. Don't become tom, is going on eating the shirotzim, eating treifus. V'nitam tembom. And you become fashtopped. You become tome. Is al tikri v'nitam tem. Don't mean you lost in tome, you become tome. Ela v'nitam tem. It means you'll be fashtopped, you'll be covered up. In other words, that when you do an aveira, it goes inside you, that mamish now your lave is not thinking the right way, you'll be harder to be a tzaddik now. Tana Rabbonin, the pasuk says, "Al tetamu behem, v'nitam tem bom." Means, "Odo metama atz memat." If a person eats a little bit treifus, is metamoyim oisoy harbe milmato harbe. They should know that in Shemayim, if they see you want to do bad, they're going to let you do a lot of bad. Milmato metama moisoy milmalo. If a person does averus here on this world, so they metam you in Shemayim also. Boy lo mazeh, if you do averus on this world, metama moisoy lo mabo. Even make it bad for you, Leila Mabur. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Vizkadishtem, Vizim Kadoshim. You should be Kaddish. Odo Mekadish Atzumimat. If a person watches himself a little bit Kadusha, is Mekadishinois and Harbi. They help you to become a big Kaddish. Milmato Mekadishinois and Mamala. If you do a little bit Kadusha on Lamata here on this world, they help you out in Shemayim. Boilamazde Mekadishinois and Leila Mabur. If you do a little bit Kadusha on this world, they help you out in Leila Mabur. Exactly what it means, the two things here, of Mamat and Lamal and Elam Azim and Mabol, of course the same thing. That's what I mean to say, the Mamish help you out right now. Lamat and Lamal means everything you're doing right now, there'll be a help right now from Shemayim. The second thing is, if you go through this world good, when you come upstairs to Elam Abol, it'll also be good for you over there. Hadron Alech Omalem Amamuna. So that's the Mishnah. Torah Bekalfi. Now, when they wanted to make the Gorolas, that was the Mishnah we had before, that the Kohen Gadol went to the bottom, to the Mizrach of the Azorah, and there was the box, the Kalfi was the box, and inside the box was two Gorolas, two lots. Is Torah for you mixed up the Kalfi, mixed up the box. The two Gorolas inside. For Helosh Ne Gorolas. And with his two hands, the Kohen Gadol put his two hands into the box, and in each hand he came up with another lottery. Is Echot Kosovol of Lashem? one piece of paper, whatever was made out of wood, we had before, and later on they made it out of gold. So on one it was written the word Lashem. The Echot Kosov Olav Lazozel. And the other piece was written Lazozel. Is Haskan B'yaminoi, Haskan, the second in charge, was on the right side of the Kohen Gadol. For Rosh Beis Av Mismurli, the head of the Beis Av that day, that the Kohanim worked that day, is called the Beis Av. So the head of that day's Kohanim was on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Im Shel Shem Olav B'yaminoi, if the Gerul that had the word Lashem came on the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, is Haskan Oymaloi Ishi Kohen Gadol Hag B'yamincha. Like the Skan was very happy and saying, pick up your right hand, you got the word Lashem in your right hand, it's better that way. But the halacha was like this. He used to have the two gerolas in front of him. The Kohen Gadol put his two hands inside the box, take out the two gerolas, and what came out of his right hand went on to the right Sawyer. What came out of his left hand went on the left Sawyer. So Lashem was always much better if the right hand that goes in the right one should be Lashem, that Lashem should go in the right one. See if it came now, Taka, that the one that said Lashem was on the right hand, says Gan was very happy and said, pick up your right hand, show everybody, you got the shame. Well, what it's going to be though, the opposite way, let's say, V'yim shel shem ola b'smerli, let's say the name Hashem came down his left hand, then Resh Beis Av, Oymaloi, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagdes Mocha. Hey, the Beis Av, the Rosh Beis Av on his left side, also said, pick up your left hand. Now, Nosnu al Shnei Asirim. Now they put the two gerolos on the two sirim. The Omer and he said like this, Lashem Chatas. The one that had the word Lashem on it, so he put it onto that one and said, you should know Lashem Chatas. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Lehoyesarach Lomer Chatas. You didn't have to say the word Chatas, because we know it was a sirism for Chatas. Elo Lashem, you only have to say this is the one that should be Lashem. And the man we know it's a Chatas Lashem. Once he said the word Hashem, he said the Shem HaMafarish here. Everybody else used to answer back and say, Baruch Shem K'moy Machusel Olam Vod. Like we had before. Whenever you mentioned Hashem's name in the Beis HaMikdash, they always used to answer back, Baruch Shem. Kishem Hashem Ekra B'Godel Elokeinu. So Rashi says, Torah, the Kalfish Nidu Berek Namalo, the Kalfish Yosheshom, we learned before that there was this box in the bottom of the Azara, that the Kohen Gadol mixed it up, and then pulled out the two lotteries. Torah, Tisayim B'Trifa V'Trifa, he shaked it up well. V'Elosh Negerolis. Echad b'yamin v'echad b'smol, one his right hand, one his left hand. V'asirim oimdim echad b'yamin v'echad b'smol. He had the two goats in front of him, one on his right side, one on his left side. V'noisen goyrul shayla b'yamin l'soya shayamin. Whatever came up on his right hand, he would put on the right goat. And v'enoinim achrov kishamaskvas Hashem, they would answer back, Baruch Shem. Zot Gemara. Lomali Torah v'kalfi. Why do they have to shake up the box? So Mar says, Poshek, Yechad la nechavim lishkol. And we'll just put it down there and not shake it up. We're afraid he knows exactly where each one was. And he'll put his right hand to get the one that says Lashem. Like with more of a cheshivas, it shows we're a bigger Kohen Gadol if the word Lashem came on the right hand. So we didn't want him to be able to take the right one, so we had to shake it up first. Rashi learned lechavim, Rashi, Shelo yimashme shlohovim b'mishmushoi, Eze sholshem, v'yitlenu b'yamin, lefi shusimin yofi k'shuwelu b'yamin. It's a nice sign if it comes out on your right hand. So therefore you shouldn't do it on your right. Therefore you're supposed to mix it up. Today the Kohen Gadol should not be able to choose automatically that Lashem in his right hand. Omar Rova, Kal Feishal Eitz Hoisa. You should know the box was made out of wood. V'Shachol Hoisa. It had no kedusha. It was regular chayil. V'Eino Marzekas Alishtei Yadayim. It was only big enough that the two hands could fit in there. Versus Maskev Lo Ravina. I understand why this box that they chose the lottery from was only big enough to put your two hands in there. Again, we don't want the Kohen Gadol to feel around the pieces of the Ksav like it was written on at one Lashem and one Lazozel. So we'll start moving around his hands over the piece of paper to know which one's Lashem, and Abadav could put that one in his right hand. So we don't want him to be able to feel too much there, so we make a very small box. He could just barely get his two hands in there. Ela shel chol, why does this box have to be dafka shel chol? It has no kedusha. Why not? Nikatsha, why can't we give a kedusha? Let it have a shem klisharis. Like we're doing a dover shem kedusha here, we're choosing now on Yom Kippur the shnei sirim. So what's wrong to make it shel kedusha? And the Gemarim came, heavenly klisharis shalates. Since it was made out of wood, it's going to come out now, it's going to be a klisharis made out of wood. And the klal is, the klisharis, the eighth lay of din. It's not nice to make a klisharis out of wood. The simple is made out of wood, therefore we don't give it any kedusha. Kadimara good, or the neb to the kesef. That's no reason why. So make the box out of silver, make a silver box. Invite to make a kedusha. The neb to dissolve, make it out of gold, and it'll be mekadoshit. And the Gemara, Torah chosam amoyna shal Yisrael. The Torah said that not to waste your money. So they weren't mechayiv you to make the golden box or silver box. It was enough just to make a wooden box. And therefore, a wooden box can't have a din of a kli shuris. That's why it had no kedusha. Rashi, Torah chosam. Shenemar v'tzivo hakoyin opinu asabayis. You see, by Hilchos neg of abayis, the Kohen first tells you empty out anything you have in the house, and then he's matam of the bayis, because they're not to ruin the chesim you have in your house. You see, Hashem is chosam not to lose your money. So also Hashem didn't want them to stand waste their money. So the sound, I look is not wasting your money, look who it's doing l'shem kedusha, but that's a svara that the Torah wasn't mechayiv to do more than you have to. Right? Mas nitzin the Mar says the loyki aitana. Our mission does not go at this time. The Tanya we learned. We have Yehuda Roimer, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, Haskan, Okoyin Godol, Machnisin Yodom Bekalfi. Both of them put their hands inside the box. The Skan and the Koyin Godol. In Biminoi Shal Koyin Godol Oila Haskan. If it came out, in Biminoi Shal Koyin Godol Oila Haskan, Oima Lo Ishi Koyin Godol Hakva Yemincha. The in Biminoi Shal Skan Oila, Rosh Pesav Oima Lo Koyin Godol, Dova Milecho. Rashi, if in Biminoi Shal Skan Oila, Rosh Pesav Oima Lo Koyin Godol, Dova Milecho, means Dova Devrecho Lashem Chatis. You say at least, say out the words Lashem Chatis. In other words, both the Kohen Gadol and the Skan put their hands into the box, and one of them came out with the cloth. See if the Kohen Gadol came out with it, very good. Then the Skan told the Kohen Gadol, pick up your hands. But let's say the Skan came out with it, so then, Nachum says it. Skan Reblezer, Skan, Mishum Reblezer, Haskan the Kohen Gadol, again, Machnisin Yodze Mekalfe, they both put their hands inside the box. In Biyamino Shal Koyin Gadol Ola Oilam, if it came out to be in the right hand of the Koyin Gadol, it's Asgan Oimaloi Ishi Koyin Gadol Hakbi Yemincha. So the Skan, the second one in charge, would tell the Koyin Gadol, very good, pick up your hand. Show everybody that you got it in your right hand. In Biyamino Shal Skan, let's say no, it came up in the right hand of the Skan Oilam, then Rosh Beisav, the third one there, the Rosh Beisav Oimaloi, the Kohen Gadol, he would speak to Kohen Gadol and say, Dova Milecha, like you now say Chatas Lashem. We want the Kohen Gadol to do something, so we say, you do Kodesh Lashem. For the Gemara of a name, Malay Skan, why did the Skan say Kodesh Lashem? Kivud Loi Solik Biyodei Chol Shadaitei. Because it's not nice, since the Kohen Gadol didn't get the girl in his hand, he feels bad. So I call upon him, we let him do something. I call upon him, we let him say Chatas Lashem. So here you see it's a machlokes. Our Mishnah says only the Kohen Gadol put his hands into the box. Mashen, and here the Brisa says both of them, the Kohen Gadol and the Skan, both of them put their hands into the box to choose the girl. But my Kemis, look at what's the machlokes here. Masava Yemino the Skan Odif Mispel the Kohen Gadol. Once he says that the right hand of the Skan is better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, or Masava Kiyadod Ninu, no, they're both equal. So the Vayan Mashra Fakir says this. Not that both of them put in all four hands. Hey, the first one holds, our Mishnah says, the Kohen Gadol put his two hands in there, his right hand and his left hand in there. The next price says, no, the Kohen Gadol put his right hand in there, and the Skan put his right hand in there. And Echnami, only two hands went in there. But it wasn't the Kohen Gadol's left hand, it was the Skan's right hand. That's the way they chose. And then, whichever one came out to be Lashem, that's it. If the word Lashem came out on the Kohen Gadol's right hand, so the Skan told the Kohen Gadol, pick up your right hand. If it came out to be in the Skan's right hand, then the third person, the Rosh Beizav, would tell the Kohen Gadol, call upon him, you should say, Chatas Lashem. So what's the machlokes? It says, our mission holds that the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, the Gefurot, is better than the right hand of the Skan. Like he's more chash of the Kohen Gadol, so let him use his two hands. And as Bryce holds, no, Gefurot, the right hand is more chashiv. So it's better to have two right hands. Have the right hand of the Skan and the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, rather than having the left hand of the Kohen Gadol there also. So, Gadolinim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop over here. I would have killed it.